Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk with Noed. I am your host, Noed, and for today's topic, let's talk about book publishing. Well, welcome back. I cannot wait to dive deep into this particular topic. And it's actually something that ever since I announced that I am officially a published author, which by the way, as of the date of this particular recording, it's only been a few days. So it is still fresh. I'm still going through all of the emotions and I'm starting to get the feedback from people. And it's like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I actually did this. I can't believe we're actually here, but yeah. But one of the things that people keep asking me is how in the world did you do it? Because listen, I went from concept to publishing in 30 days. And when I got the idea for this book, I also had the audacious thought of, I wonder if I could do this in 30 days. And what it took to get there, it of course was a lot of work, but a lot of people are asking how? And this is what this episode is going to be about. It's the how in the world did you do that in 30 days, girl? How? So let's dive in. So before I go into the how I did this, I feel like it's very important for me to give context to who I am and what my background and part of my experience is, because I feel like that's a huge piece of the puzzle on how I was able to do this. For starters, I have a suspected neurodivergency and I'm a dual processor. So I am the person who can see, dream big things. I can picture big things. I'm a visionaire and I can see the big picture. I don't have a limited mindset. That's just something I don't. I dream big. So if you have an idea and you share it, I'm always going to see a way to elevate it. But I'm also the type of person that can map out on how to get to the big idea. And I didn't realize that this was a thing. I thought everybody thought like this. And typically you're either going to have your visionary or your in the details person. So it's very rare for dual processors to be a thing, but I'm a dual processor. So having a vision for the book, having a vision for the timeline, and also being able to map out how to do that, it's me. That sounds about right. That's something that Noed can absolutely do. The second thing is I utilize different tools. I'm a person, I believe in utilizing the tools that you have and resources that you have available. And it's not that those tools and resources will do all of the work for you. No, they are there as exactly that, resources. So I opened myself to being able to, you know what? I'm not going to go the traditional route. I'm going to utilize the resources and the knowledge that I do have on hand. Now, I've been wanting to publish a book for a long time. So I had already done a little bit of research on how to do it. I've dabbled in book editing. In fact, I was a translator and a book editor for a book called Have the Legal Odds in Your Favor. I translated that book from English to Spanish and was the editor. So I do have some experience in book editing as well as copy editing. So when it comes to rephrasing paragraphs, writing letters, legal documents, policies, procedures, contract law, I do have a background in those things. So that did play a lot to my strength. And it's important to also know that there are different types of editing. There's editing where you have the editor come in and reframe the thought or reframe the message being conveyed in the content that you are writing. But then you also have an editor where all they do is come in and fact check your things in terms of grammatical errors. Like, how's the punctuation? Do you have complete sentences? So there's also something to keep in mind. There's different types of editing. but I have experience in editing, and I also utilized some of my tools that I have, like I said, to be able to assist me in the editing. In addition to that, I also have some experience in graphic designing, so I was able to design my own cover. So what all that to say is I have some experiences in the areas that I needed to make this happen in 30 days. So that helped a lot, I would say. I mean, not a lot. I feel like that was definitely instrumental. And also, let's keep in mind, my book is not a technical book. My book doesn't require scientific research. It can go there. It is an autobiographical memoir-ish, you know, with a little bit of self-help in it, you know. So it's not a book that requires extensive research. I didn't set out to write a book that requires maybe clinical data or interviews with, you know, healthcare professionals that maybe could discuss trauma and abandonment wounds and things like that. So that again helped out. So that's why I feel like before we go over how did I do it, that context is absolutely important. Okay, so now that we have context for how this happened, let's go in. So if you have read the book, which by the way is called The Wound of Rejection by yours truly, Noed Kinsel, I had gone through some experiences. I experienced rejection throughout my entire life, but my latest experience almost took me out from a standpoint of mental health and just being able to recover from that experience. It was a lot. And one day, well, not one day, as I've been meditating on how God helped me through that very challenging season, how I was able to forgive and move on and just going through the process of restoration, I'm like, man, I wish I could share with people what happened, not from a point to like bash anybody, but rather from a point of, let me tell y'all what God did. Let me show and tell y'all what he brought me through and where I am today and how I'm stronger. And I'm like this whole other person. I don't recognize this girl in the best way possible. How can this help people? How can this help people? And one of the things that I experienced was a level of church hurt. And I've been coming across a lot of people that either haven't returned to God because of church hurt, or they love God, they're not mad at God, but they're like, I am not setting foot in a church building. And they don't because of the things that they have experienced. And in seeing how God healed me and how God walked me through what I went through in a way where I still showed up and am still showing up, I'm like, I feel like this story can really help other people. We go through stuff, just know that you're not the only one experiencing it. There are others that are experiencing it. And it's not that we are going to glorify the gore. It's not that we're going to glorify the pain. Rather, we are going to glorify the God who saw it all, the God who makes it all right, and the God, that same God that not only is going to heal you and restore you, but he's the one that's going to use that story to help other people. So in sitting with that, I'm like, I feel like I need to talk about this. And on a random Wednesday night in the middle of church service, I believe my pastor was already teaching, and I'm here. I'm a note taker when it comes to sitting for sermons. All of a sudden, the title of the book came to mind, and not just the title, but the different categories, the different chapters, kind of like, hey, the wound of rejection, by the way, there's different types of rejection. There's the rejection as a child, the rejection from a parent, the rejection in love, the rejection in career. And it just all came to mind. Now, if there's one thing about me, and this may have to do with the neurodivergency, and I've told this to people before, I think in timelines and bullet points, or in outlines and bullet points. So, and I do this when it comes down to writing documents, putting together speeches, sermons, studying, mapping out projects. I need an outline. with sub, you know, with subcategories and bullet points. This book was no different. I knew the title, I knew the categories, and then from there I went to subcategories. I also, of course, had to bring it to prayer, especially because I knew this book was something that I felt the Holy Spirit was leading me to write and put the story on paper, and I had to make a decision as to what was gonna go in the book. It is a smaller book, it's not very lengthy at all, but it's like I needed to just to have it be just enough. But I had to really sit down and map out a strategy. And for this part of the brainstorm, I most definitely use AI. I use ChatGPT to help me organize the flow of the book. I had the different categories that I wanted to discuss, but I didn't know like exactly what would be the best order that could make it easier for the readers, that could make it an easy read. What would be a natural flow for the book? So I told my ChatGPT, her name is Chatty, by the way. I'm like, Chatty, I'm gonna write a book. This is what it's about. These are the categories. And by the way, I think I wanna do this in 30 days. And that may sound like a crazy idea, but is it doable? And if so, what would be a great timeline? My chatbot already kind of knows about me, because you know you have to teach your chatbot a little bit about you. So it knows a bit about me and the level of responsibility that I have in my life. So it mapped out for me, hey, within the next 30 days, this will be a perfect timeline. By week two, have these chapters done. By week three, have this done, X, Y, and Z, in order to stay on track. It also took everything that I dump into it, all the chapters that I wanted to write. And it's like, by the way, this will be a great flow for the order of the chapter. So I had to get myself organized first and foremost. And to recap this section, I had to organize it. What do I want to talk about exactly? What is the timeline exactly? What is the tone of the conversation that's being conveyed in the book? What is my why? That's another thing. Why am I doing this? And it's like, you know what? I am doing this in order to reach out to others that have dealt with wounds of rejection, and hopefully being able to be an inspiration to them in whatever they are experiencing. The next thing that I did is I'm an iPhone user. Sorry if you're not, or if you're against iPhones, I'm an iPhone user. I use my iPhone notes to my advantage, and I use speech to text to my advantage. I am a busy mom of two who's either working or having projects and things like that, a whole household to run. So having time to actually sit down and write, especially trying to accomplish this in 30 days, it wasn't gonna happen. I did not have the time to sit down and type away, at least not in the beginning. So I use speech to auto text. Having been organized helped tremendously in this, because for instance, for chapter one, I already knew what I was gonna talk about. As I would brush my teeth or went about my day, I would consider, you know, what are some of the things I wanna cover in chapter one? I already know what the chapter is gonna be about, but what do I want to discuss with the readers? And mapping out some questions that I could ask myself helped tremendously, either questions that I asked myself or questions that, you know, I had ChatGPT, hey, what are some questions that I could ask myself that can help me kind of get the ball rolling with this book? It's just a tool. You're not gonna have the thing do the job for you. It's just a tool to help you brainstorm. But if that's not your thing, hey, maybe you have somebody in your life that is a great brainstormer that can maybe help you get those, you know, those wheels turning, because you can have writer's block. But for me, I had some questions ready to ask myself. I already kind of knew which anecdotes and stories I wanted to share. So I would be cooking. I would be running around, and I was with my phone in my notes, plugging in everything I wanted to say via speech auto text. I didn't need it to be perfect. I just needed to get out of me what I needed to get out of me. From there, I would copy and paste. Because I can do a whole lot on my phone, but this felt like a job. This felt like a laptop job what I did is I would copy and paste whatever notes I put in the notes and created an email. Like I would draft an email and would leave that email in the drafts box. So that way I could go into my laptop, copy and paste it into a Word document. And I hope all that made sense. So just to repeat, I had the chapters mapped out. I knew what I wanted to talk about in a particular chapter. Let's say chapter one, I knew what I wanted to talk about. I had some brainstorming questions ready in case I got stuck. And as I will go about my day, I will go into my iPhone notes and I would do speech to auto text and just speak into my phone. Once I had a little bit of time, I would copy and paste those notes into an email draft. I didn't send it to anybody. It just sat in the draft box for me to then go into my laptop, open up my email, revisit my draft box, copy and paste the contents from there to a Word document. And I did that for quite some time. I would say, because you know, you're talking to the phone a lot, and when you can, you're on the run, you're running around here and there. So that is how I was able to do a very, 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 very rough draft. So that's that. Now, once the chapters were done, right? Like I had spoken everything that I needed to speak into my notes. The next thing that I did research on what kind of font that I want to use. And I went via Google, I asked ChatGPT, I looked at other books in my household or when I went out and about and just kind of like, you know what kind of font do I want for this particular book? I started to consider even the margin size and things like that, the paragraph structure, just what's on the inside of the book. And then I went into the Word document. Now that I had research on the fonts and the margins and what was called the bleed and, you know, all these technical terms, I set up my Word document for me to just simply copy and paste and edit, not just the look of it, but in order to be able to also do some editing. I handled the font size, the font and the margins and all of those things. All right. Now, once I got done editing the visual component of the inside of the book, I moved on to editing the actual book, going line by line, word by word, and reading my own stuff. Do I want to say that? Do I want to expound on it? I did a lot of expounding, a lot of editing. You know what? Let me take that out. Let me change a tonality. You know what? I don't necessarily want to share that. It's just, you have to really pick apart your own work. And again, go back to the why and go back to what do you want to sound like? So that took a big part. It took a lot. Those were late nights where I was going to bed maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I will push myself like, hey, today I'm editing chapter one. You know what? Today I'm gonna push through. And after the kids are gone to bed and I know nobody else is calling me at this time of night, I know I have no other obligations, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna edit this particular chapter. I'm not going to bed until I'm done because I had this commitment to myself that we were gonna do this in 30 days. So the editing got done. And let me tell you, I am very meticulous. And even now that the book has published, I'm like, man, I could have expounded on here. I could have maybe added this. I could have maybe let the book cook a little longer. I didn't have to do this in 30 days. Had I let it cook a little longer, maybe I could have added more value to it. And who knows? I may do an extended version of it down the line. But editing really never stops because you also have to keep in mind, you are in a state of mind today. You may be in a state of mind today. You may be a certain person today. And weeks after you publish, you may be a whole different person. You may have a whole different perspective. You may be seeing things a little bit different. But the point is, just get to it and edit as best as possible. Now, when it came down to grammatical editing, and this is where a valuable resource, it came to play, is Grammarly. I use Grammarly. And it would sometimes tell me like, hey, they would recommend me on certain things like maybe you should add a semicolon here, perhaps consider it's not that the sentence was structured poorly, but rather, hey, we recommend that you make it more concise or clear up the message. And there is a free and a premium version of Grammarly. I used the free version, but even then I felt that it sufficed, in my opinion. Again, it tremendously helps having a strong writing background, which I feel that I have. But again, everybody needs an editor. So in my case, my grammar editor was Grammarly, another great tool as well. The next thing that I did is I went to design the cover, and I already had an idea of what I wanted it to look like, and I had to put that to the drawing board. All right. Before I continue talking about the cover, maybe I should talk about the publishing portion. I could have gone the traditional route of submitting my manuscript, and the manuscript is going to be kind of like a rough draft of what's in the inside of the book. I didn't want to go the traditional route. I just knew I want to, not only do I want to get this out as soon as possible in 30 days, I also want to do this for $3.99. I don't want to spend a single dollar. And that was possible. So I knew that based on my research, I was going to be publishing through Kindle Publishing Services. It's called KDP. So Kindle Publishing, which is through Amazon. So I was on their site doing research, specifications, and just getting informed as to the different types of format. And long story short, what you got to get in there, you got to do your research, you got to compare books, what is it that you want? And I knew and got familiarized with their process. They have a ton of resources on how does it work, how do you submit it, and so forth. So with that information, then I was able to get the specs. After I picked a book size, I knew I wanted to do a 6x9 on paperback and also via Kindle. So I got the format of my Word document aligned to that. For my cover, I did use Canva Pro. I am a pro in Canva Pro, and that is how I dabble in graphic designing. So I got to work on Canva Pro. Even things like the size of the spine, it's just a lot of resources. And again, this is another reason why I was able to do this in 30 days, because I already have experience with Canva Pro and their tools and their measurements and vast experience in graphic designing using this particular software. So I got to work, I got the cover done in less than a day, again for $3.99, because it was as easy. It came easy to me. With KDP, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go through that. And another thing that was up for consideration was my decision about the ISBN, which is that barcode that's behind the back of the books. There are two options that you have. KDP does offer a free ISBN, so a free barcode that you can use. The thing is, with a KDP ISBN, you can only sell on Amazon. That's it. You can't take your book to Barnes & Noble. You can't take your book to the local bookshop. You just can't. It limits your distribution, but it is free. Now, you can purchase your own ISBN. I haven't looked into it in a minute, but I have seen an ISBN around $100, $185, but again, it's been a minute, so don't quote me on that. But my goal was, we're gonna get this out in 30 days and at $0. Now, so yeah, I use a free ISBN from Amazon, from KDP. Now, could I change it? Yes, I can go ahead and purchase my own ISBN. However, I would have to make some changes to my book. I can't just be like, you know what? I bought an ISBN, let me swap it out. No, that's not how this works. However, if I were to edit my book and create an expanded version or create a modified version of it, something that significantly changes the book, like maybe adding more chapters, you know, adding bonus content, maybe restructuring some things, now it's a whole different book. in a way. So now I can do the expanded or extended version of the particular book and add a and bring my own ISBN. So just to recap, you're gonna need an ISBN. Regardless, you can go the free route. KDP will give you a free ISBN, but you can only sell on Amazon. Or if you don't want to be limited and you want to be able to maybe take it to local bookstores and things like that, then go ahead and get your own ISBN. It's an easy process online, but there is a little bit of an investment. So you just make the decision that is best for you and what you're hoping to do. Now, when it came to uploading stuff through KDP, I found that it was a fairly easy process. I did struggle because of a technical issue that I was having with the format from Canva translating into the in KDP software, and it was so frustrating. I spent a couple of days like trying to, at one point I was just so frustrated. I'm like, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I'm like, how is this gonna happen? It had to do with the cover. But I got those technical kinks squared away. I figured out it was user error. I didn't click on something, but it got done. And within 72 hours after submitting my, oh my goodness, my manuscript and the cover, I got an email saying, hey, you are officially published. You know, you get to choose your pricing. In my case, I chose $19.99. And to give you all some context, because I don't gatekeep, you know, I don't gatekeep. Let's share information that way you can make, you know, maybe helps you out. I chose for paperback $19.99. Out of that, $2.30 is what goes towards the printing cost. I get to keep, I think it's like $9.60. The rest goes to Amazon, which I'm like, it is what it is. I don't think it's that bad considering that I don't have to put a single dollar down. And also they do the printing and the the payment processing for me, and they're doing the shipping. So I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. So it was a great option for me. Will I do it that way for future books? Because let me tell you, this girl is gonna keep writing. I say I have at least 4 to 5 books in me. I have at least 3 that I know. I'm like, I'm definitely writing these. I'm a visionary. We talked about this. But yeah, I may use KDP again. Who knows? And I think I'm going to my next step. I think I'm gonna convert it into an audiobook. I know how to do that already. I just haven't found the time or the space that I need to be able to give great audio quality for an audiobook. And so, but that may be the next step. But yeah, and that was pretty much it. Oh, one last thing, because let me tell you, starting is one thing, finishing is another. I actually began, especially towards the middle end-ish of the writing journey of these 30 days, when I noticed that, man, it's getting challenging, I'm physically exhausted, you know, just life in general. But I'm like, I have to push myself forth. So I began to tell some people, yo, I'm publishing in 2.5 weeks. Yo, I'm writing a book. Let me show you the cover. And now these are people that are close to me, very close to me. And I did that not because I wanted to show off or anything like that, but because now I have to do it. Now I have now accountability was on the table. Because if I didn't do it, like, yo, what happened to that book? Because if nobody knows, who can hold you accountable? So accountability was crucial for me. Nobody had to tell me to do it, but the fact that I spoke it, yeah. I spoke it. Now I do have to say, about halfway point, I stopped counting. I stopped looking at the calendar. I stopped counting the days. It didn't hit me that I have done it in 30 days like I wanted to until after I published. But yeah, that's how I did it. And let me tell you, a spiritual warfare was a big part of it, especially after I clicked publish. I'm going to be very raw and transparent and be vulnerable with y'all. After I published a book, the next day, I woke up hyperventilating. Did I really write all of that? Did I really share this much? about me. Was I this vulnerable with the people? And I began to question it. And also then I saw the book. It was thinner than I expected. Then I started to kind of like, I can't believe I'm charging people $19.99 for this, and just kind of spiraling a little bit. But what reminded me that, hey, this matters, is when I started to get feedback from the people that reached out to me personally via a DM or a text, saying, hey, I started reading this and oh my gosh, I relate to X, Y, and Z. And oh my gosh, you too went through that. And just seeing how the book resonated with people, I knew that it was worth it. If it impacted one life and it made a life better, by all means, it is absolutely worth it. And also I saw this thing online where somebody had shared a book of a guy who wrote about aliens being pregnant. And this person said, listen, if this guy can sell books like crazy about pregnant aliens, go ahead and write that book that talks about your life and how you overcame certain obstacles. Get it done. So yeah, it's just realizing that, don't question yourself, write the book. If you have the idea, let's get it done. But if you have any other questions on anything that I have shared, or maybe something I didn't share, by all means, put it in the comments and we'll go from there. But thanks for watching.